All right, let's dive into another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at Alison Esbach's The Wedding People. It's a story that revolves around a luxurious wedding in Newport, but there's a twist. Trust me, this is not your typical wedding story.
It really isn't. You'll find yourself thinking about it long after you finish the book.
I'm intrigued already. The setting is a beautiful hotel in Newport.
The Cornwall Inn, it's gorgeous, all set for a picture-perfect wedding. But, and here's the twist, one of the main characters, Phoebe, arrives with a plan, but not to celebrate.
Not to celebrate. What do you mean?
She arrives at the Cornwall Inn, this stunning place, in an emerald silk dress. That's it. No luggage, no plans for a typical getaway. Her plan, she's there to end her life.
Wow, that's heavy. What would bring her to this point?
Well, she's dealing with a lot, a recent divorce, the grief of losing her mother, a career that's not going the way she hoped.
So she's surrounded by this image of happiness, this wedding, but inside, she's feeling the complete opposite.
Exactly. It's a powerful contrast that Esbach really brings out, and she doesn't hold back in showing us Phoebe's internal struggles.
Like, how so?
Phoebe considers, well, what she calls a clean suicide. She even compares it to a friend's experience, which was much harder on everyone. It makes you think about how people can be struggling even when they seem happy.
That's a lot to think about. It makes me wonder, is she searching for something at this wedding, even if it's just a temporary escape?
Maybe. And then there's her encounter with Leela, the bride.
Okay, so we have Phoebe, who's thinking of ending it all, and Leela, the bride, about to start what should be a happy chapter. How do they even meet?
It's actually quite funny. Leela is super stressed about her vintage car. It just won't cooperate, and she bumps into Phoebe in the hallway.
I can picture it. So what happens?
Their initial conversations are this mix of awkwardness and amusement. Leela is totally thrown by Phoebe's career as a Victorianist. She doesn't get it at all.
That's an interesting pairing already. They sound completely different.
They are, but there's a spark there. Despite their different situations, they both feel inadequate, trapped by what society expects of them.
That's a good point. I mean, we've all felt that pressure at some point, right?
Exactly. And Leela even admits to feeling like she's always disappointing people, no matter what she does.
I wonder if Phoebe sees a bit of herself in Leela, this desire to be genuine in a world that often feels fake.
That could be it. And as the story goes on, they form this, well, unlikely friendship in the middle of all this wedding craziness. And Phoebe, who starts off so detached, starts to open up to Leela. She becomes someone Leela can confide in about her anxieties about the wedding.
So maybe she's finding a reason to stay, even if it's just to help Leela through this wedding. But I have a feeling it's more than that.
You're right. We're just scratching the surface. There are so many other characters, so many hidden tensions. There are twists coming you won't see coming.
Okay, now I'm really hooked.
Yeah.
I have to know more about these characters and how they all fit into this story.
Let's get into that then. We've got Patricia, the mother of the bride. She's more focused on how things look than genuine feelings. And then there's Gary, the groom. He's a gastroenterologist.
Not exactly a typical wedding guest.
He's going through the motions of this big wedding, but he seems to be holding back. Something's there under the surface.
So it's not just the bride who's got pre-wedding jitters. It sounds like everyone has their own issues they're dealing
You
with.
got it. And Esbach is so good at slowly revealing these characters, their vulnerabilities, their desires, all against this backdrop of this perfectly planned wedding.
It's like she's using this wedding to show us how, even when things look perfect, there can be so much going on beneath the surface.
Exactly. And she does it with this sharp wit, this keen observation that you'll find yourself laughing one minute and then really thinking about relationships the next.
I am sold. I need to read this book. But before we go too far, there's one thing I'm curious about. What is it about Leela's world that draws Phoebe in? Is it just a distraction from her own pain? Or is there something more?
That's a great question, and one that unfolds as you read. It's not just distraction, it's about finding a sense of belonging, a connection with someone who, despite their differences, also wants to be genuine, to be real.
Okay, so there's more to this than meets the eye. What happens next? What kind of twists are we in for?
Well, that's where things get really interesting, and I don't want to spoil the fun. Let's just say that the wedding weekend doesn't exactly follow the plan. Phoebe finds herself confronting her past, but also facing a future she never thought possible.
Now I'm even more curious. I can't wait to see how these characters figure out love, loss, and how to connect with each other in a real way.
And I can't wait to dive deeper into those themes with you. Stay with us as we continue our deep dive into The Wedding People. exploring the surprising connections and unexpected paths that go beyond the seemingly perfect wedding. So we've got Phoebe struggling, drawn into this whole wedding world, but we can't forget the other characters, like Gary, the groom.
Yeah, Gary. He's a gastroenterologist, right? Doesn't seem like he'd fit in with this whole fancy Newport wedding suit.
Right. But that's what makes him interesting. At first, he seems like he's just going along with Leela's plans. But there's more to him. He's got his own stuff he's dealing with, a sense of loss. Like, he's disillusioned with things.
Makes you wonder, what does he want from this marriage? Is it love, companionship, or just, I don't know, a normal life?
It's a good question. And here's the thing, Phoebe. Even though she planned to, well, you know, starts to see something in Gary.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying there's a connection between Phoebe and the groom? That has a whole other layer to that.
Absolutely. It's unexpected, even a little forbidden. But it's also very real. They find comfort in each other. They're honest with each other, vulnerable in a way that nobody else at this wedding seems to be.
So amidst the fancy decorations and champagne, these two, each with their own baggage, are finding solace in each other. It's like a secret storm brewing underneath all the wedding glitz.
And then there are the other characters who add even more to the mix. Marla, Gary's sister. She's all about appearances, keeping up this image of a perfect family. And then there's Jim, the best man. He brings some much-needed humor to the story. He's a bit of a free spirit.
It sounds like Esbeck has created a whole cast of characters who are both relatable and fun. And they all highlight the whole complicated thing about family and what society expects.
Exactly. As the wedding day gets closer, the tension keeps building. Leela's doubts about getting married start to come out. You get this sense of unease that even all the planning and fancy stuff can't hide.
Okay, you're killing me. What happens? Does she actually go through with it?
I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say the wedding day takes a few unexpected turns, and Phoebe finds herself in some new situations, both emotionally and, well, physically.
Physically? What do you mean?
Remember we talked about the hot tub?
Oh, yeah. What happens in the hot tub?
Let's just say that Phoebe and Jim, the best man, have a moment. And during this moment, Phoebe admits she's attracted to Gary. Talk about a complicated situation.
This is getting good. So we've got a runaway bride, a hot tub confession, and Phoebe falling for the groom. This is quite the tangled web.
And that's not all. There's another twist that throws everything upside down. Phoebe's ex-husband shows up out of the blue, wants her back.
Talk about bad timing. So now Phoebe's stuck between her past with her ex and this possible future with Gary. What does she do?
That's what Esbeck wants us to think about. It's in these moments of uncertainty, of weighing choices, that the book really shines.
It's deeper than just a wedding story. It's about grief, second chances, the pull of something you know you shouldn't want, and how we connect with each other. It's like Esbeck is showing us the raw feelings that are hidden under all the social rules and expectations.
You said it perfectly. And as the story moves towards the end, you're left wondering not only what choices these characters will make, but what those choices say about them, about what they really want deep down.
All right, I'm hooked. I have to know how this ends. Does Phoebe find happiness? Does Leela find her own way? Does Gary ever break free from whatever's holding him back?
Well, you'll have to read and find out. But I promise you, it's a journey worth taking. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll understand more about relationships and the courage it takes to really live, even when life throws you curveballs.
I love that. Sounds like The Wedding People is more than just a story about a wedding gone wrong. It's about life and how it doesn't always go as planned.
Exactly. And it's in those unexpected moments that we often discover who we truly are. But we have more to talk about. What else does Esbeck have up her sleeve in these last chapters? What's coming up in part three?
Yeah, so in this last part of the book, we really see how those choices, you know, actually affect Phoebe and Leela and Gary. They're all at these crossroads.
Right, like Phoebe's trying to figure out her feelings for Gary, and then her ex is back wanting to get back together. And Leela's not sure about the wedding at all. And Gary, well, he just seems stuck.
Exactly. It's messy, and Esbeck shows us that, how messy these choices can be. One thing that really stood out to me here is the Newcomb Mansion. It plays a bigger part in this last section. Oh, yeah, that's where Phoebe ends up working, right?
Yeah.
That big old kind of creepy mansion.
Right. It's like the mansion becomes another character, you know? It represents Phoebe's need to, like, face her past, her own personal ghosts, so to speak. It's the opposite of that perfect, shiny world of the Cornwall Inn.
I see what you mean. The inn is all about keeping up appearances, being perfect. But the mansion, it's a place where you can look inward, deal with the stuff we usually try to hide.
Yeah, and it's there in that mansion that Phoebe has these really important conversations, not just with Gary, but with other characters too. They challenge her, make her think about what she wants. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's this one scene, Phoebe and Gary were talking about how we try to avoid feeling certain things, you know? It really got to me.
That's interesting. So it's not just a love story. SBAC is going deeper, looking at how we deal with loss, with things not working out, with being vulnerable.
Exactly. And she does it in a way that feels real, relatable. You find yourself thinking, yeah, I've done that too. I've built walls to protect myself.
I can see why you like this book. Okay, so does Phoebe let herself be vulnerable? Does she take a chance on Gary, even though it could mean getting hurt?
Well, you got to read to find out. But that's what I love about SBAC's writing. She doesn't give you easy answers. She makes you, the reader, think about those choices, about what you would do.
I love that. It's like we're part of the story, experiencing it along with the characters.
Exactly. And that's how she reminds us that life isn't about perfect endings or always finding the right answer. It's about the mess, the not knowing, the unexpected turns that make us who we are.
So tell me, does Phoebe find happiness? Did she end up with Gary? I gotta know.
You'll have to read and see, but I promise it's worth it. You'll laugh, you'll maybe shed a tear or two, and you'll come away with a new understanding of relationships and how brave it is to really live, even when things are tough.
You've convinced me. It's going on my reading list. It sounds like the perfect mix of humor and real emotion and just thinking about life.
I think you'll love it. And I'd love to hear what you think when you're done. It's the kind of book that starts great conversations and stays with you.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive. Thanks for taking us through The Wedding People. I feel like I already know so much about it, even though I haven't read it yet.
It was my pleasure. I love talking about books that make you think, that remind you how beautiful and complicated life is.
And to our listeners, go find The Wedding People. Get to know these characters. Trust us, it's a wedding you won't want to miss. And until next time, happy reading.